Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
You can wrap this one, my friend, in maroon and white. 10 seconds, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Bingo!
You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else.
It's Wednesday night. Well, you know what that means. It's Thunder and Lightning live here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad here with you on a Wednesday evening. Thanks for joining me. And Rhino, he's down there in Studio X. I don't know what our streak is of shows that haven't... Well, no, we had that one where the thing went out. So the streak is not as long as I would like it to be. But it does exist. We were at least five shows without having any technical difficulties. And even then, those weren't Rhino's fault. So we can't put any blame on him. All me. Thanks for joining us here. If you want to really join the show, you can do it on the C Spire text line. 601-879-4395. Is the number. Of course, we are brought to you by Visit Vicksburg, the Vicksburg Convention and Visitors Bureau, my hometown of Vicksburg, Mississippi. We'll be telling you about some of the cool stuff going on there over the next couple of days throughout the show. Well, you know, I wanted to come on here and talk about how Mississippi State upset Texas, but we didn't get the opportunity to do that. That's fine. I didn't really think we'd get that opportunity, to be totally honest with you. I was hopeful, you know. It's okay to have hope. It's okay to be positive every now and then. People always talk about how negative I am. I'm a nice guy. I'm positive. And so let's stay on that note there. Let's talk a little positivity. We'll talk about the future of Mississippi State football. You know, this season, I've been saying it for the past few weeks. The slogan for this season kind of just, it is what it is. You know, let's just get through the Egg Bowl and whatever happens between now and then. It's fine. I thought Saturday, in two different ways, was a sign of good things to come in the future for Mississippi State. One was obvious. One, you got to be paying attention a little bit. Let's start with the obvious one. That's why Michael Van Buren. The kid has the right confidence. The talent is there. Now, he's got a long way to go. He's still very raw, and he's got, you know, he's not a finished product by any stretch of the imagination. But Jeff Lebby's one of the best quarterback coaches in this country. He's turned coal into crystal a few times at the quarterback position. And I feel that he can do the same with Van Buren. But he's got the tools, at least. You know, you got a good base to build from with Michael Van Buren. And clearly... not intimidated. You know, I thought he played well in a hostile environment. You know, normally I am not a big fan of let's taunt when you're losing, but I thought just from the perspective of showing a young man's confidence that him throwing a horns down going into the end zone was a good thing to see, believe it or not. You know, like I said, I'm not a huge fan of it, but at the same time, he clearly he had the swagger about him. And a quarterback has to have a little bit of swagger. Swaggerless quarterbacks don't win very, very few games, or very many games, I should say. The best quarterbacks of all time, they had swagger. I'm not putting Van Buren in that group just yet, but at least he's got the swagger to get there. So I like that. I like seeing that from Van Buren. And then, like I said, the arm, the mobility, he's got those things for sure. So... you know, he's going to take his lumps this season. He'll certainly take some next week when they're in Athens to play Georgia. Tough schedule the rest of the way, no question about that. But I think that's a guy you can build upon. And he could be a player that other players want to come play for. I think that offensive linemen in the portal, wide receivers in the portal this year will look at that and go, I want to play with that guy. I think he's a bright young talent. So that's a good start. That was the obvious one. Anybody watched the game and saw Van Buren, you had to walk away at least a little bit impressed. The other thing is this. Something we say a lot on this show. We talked about it yesterday on Sports Talk. you know, I say it all the time that there's an epidemic. There's too many coaches out there who want to win their way so much that they're willing to lose their way rather than just change something and win somebody else's way. Joe Moorhead was a fantastic example of this. Mike Leach at times was an example of this. Just, this is my way and this is how we're going to do it, and I don't care if the other team gives me yardage doing this other thing. I'm not going to do that because that's not what I do. Jeff Lebby's philosophy is to run the ball fast, to throw the ball fast, to get the ball on the line of scrimmage, snap it, a lot of time left on the play clock. We're going to go quickly. Going into that game against Texas, wanting to limit Texas's possessions because you knew defensively you were going to have trouble stopping them, and they did. 500 yards, 35 points. Young quarterback, you want to do everything you can to make him successful, to keep his confidence up. It behooved, we'll use that word, Jeff Lebby to run a little time off the clock, to play a little slower, to play a little bit more traditionally. And he did exactly that. To me, that is a fantastic sign for the future for Mississippi State because that is a showing me a coach that knew he had to make a change in what is his fundamental thoughts on football. You know, it's one thing when you know, like, all right, we like to run the ball, but we got to throw it a little bit here. That's one thing. Coaches have identities. They have, this is what made them special. Mike Leach's identity was the air raid. Joe Moorhead's identity was the RPO. Jeff Lebby's identity is the speed at which his teams operate. He was willing to put that aside for the benefit of his team. So that leads me to believe that, you know, if a game pops up down the road where State can't do some of the things that he likes to do offensively, but they can do some things that he maybe doesn't like to do, he's going to be willing to do those things if it means getting a win. Winning is what you pay Jeff Lebby for. You know, all the other stuff is just kind of window dressing, right? You're not paying Jeff Lebby to you know, have great sound bites or look good in a rope hat. They pay him all that money to win. And so a coach who's willing to do whatever it takes to win, that's the coach that I want coaching my team. So Jeff Lebby coming out and from the start of the game, trying to slow it down, trying to limit the possessions, trying to keep Texas's offense off the field, that's good coaching, man. Really good coaching. And I'll give some credit defensively. Look, they gave up 35 points and 500 yards. That's fine. But defensively, they were definitely better in this game than they were in previous weeks. They got some stops. They forced a couple of turnovers. They went into the fourth quarter with a chance in the game. And the game was still within striking distance at that point. And that's really all you can ask for. I'm not trying to say the offense lost the game because they're playing the number one team in the nation, right? But didn't that game just look like when a bad team plays the number one team in the nation? It didn't look like they found a high school team to come play Texas. It looked like State's just not very good. Texas is number one. That's about 35-13. Okay. You know, I've seen State lose much. I've seen better State teams lose to other teams before. Turn on the radio in the truck, and I was like, who is this guy Brian is interviewing? Then I realized it was on the other sports channel and was fine, Bob. Come on, man. You got to get off that. You lock it. Lock it here on Super Talk. Don't be that guy. He does have the sick face emoji, so at least he realizes. I appreciate. You know what? You made a mistake. It's fine. It's fine. Also, he says from yesterday, I would have paid one of those press guys $100 to ask for Kiffin to somebody to ask Kiffin how Matt Jones was recovering. If you're being serious, I can make that happen for you. I can talk to some people, and we can. They'll take your money to ask that question. If there's another fake injury this week, we'll see what we can do. How mad was Richard that I faked that injury the other day? I can't tell you how many people have reached out to me. They're like, man, he was fuming. It was totally worth it. And I got C Spire like an extra 30,000 views on Twitter for their ad read. So you're welcome. For more viral marketing strategy, contact me at heydad@supertalk.fm. I was very pleased. As pleased as a guy can be, watching a 35-13 loss, I thought State did just about everything they possibly could have done. They just don't have the horses to compete with Texas right now. That's going to be on Jeff Lebby to correct that. That's going to be on his staff to get more players, get more talented players. That happens in recruiting. So, you know, maybe we should talk about some recruiting. We'll do that. No, save it. Don't hit that button yet, Rhino. Save it. Wait. Not just yet. I thought he gave the horn down six sign because he was receiving the middle finger. Well, if he was, either way, I don't care. Whatever made him throw the horns down, he threw it. So be it. So State's got to get better. They are in the process of doing that. Signing day, when you think about it, guys, is 2 months and a week away, something like that. I think that's right. When's the first Wednesday of December? Should be the, is it the 4th? Is that signing day? Or is it the 11th? I don't know. We're not that far off. But we'll talk about recruiting when we come back. State added a big piece to its class. And they're having some success on the recruiting trail despite not having very much on the field. Why is that? We'll tell you when we come back. This is Thunder and Lightning Live here on Super Talk Mississippi.
If you're feeling anxious,
Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi.
I know what it is. Ah. Very good. Give me a second there. Thunder and Lightning, live here on Super Talk Mississippi. I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for spending part of your Wednesday evening with me. Always appreciate you guys. Appreciate our friends over at Visit Vicksburg. This Saturday, the 40th annual Old Courthouse Fall Flea Market will be held rain or shine. From 8 to 5 p.m. around the Old Courthouse Museum on Cherry Street, featuring arts and crafts and food booths, which, you know, obviously has my attention. If you need more information, call Bubba Bohm at 601-636-0741. Hit it, Rhino. All right. Mississippi State picks up a junior college defensive lineman, Xavion Hardy, out of EMCC, four-star kid. Offers from basically everybody in the SEC. Was placed at EMCC by South Carolina. So signed with them out of high school. But decides to make his commitment to Mississippi State. Pushes State's overall ranking on the On3 site to 25th. So in the top 25 nationally. Have picked up, three four-star commitments in the last few weeks. Another one of his teammates, Tony Mitchell, the safety, former Alabama defensive back now at EMCC. And, of course, Tyler Lockhart, the linebacker out of Winona. Finally got that commitment done to Mississippi State. That's something that's been kind of in the works and being talked about since going back into the summer. So State up to 25th in the recruiting rankings. And it kind of, you know, it makes you wonder, how? You know, State's not having a lot of success on the field. Why are they having success on the recruiting trail? And I think the first part of it, there's two parts to consider. First off, for whatever faults you want to put on Coleman Hutzler as a defensive coordinator, the guy has a reputation as an outstanding recruiter. You know, and a lot of people would say, well, you're in Alabama, it's easy to recruit there. And I don't disagree with that statement at all. It is easier to recruit to Alabama and Mississippi State. But good recruiters are good recruiters. They know what it takes to get kids interested in their program. So I give credit to Coleman Hutzler for these guys coming in. You look at the linebacker class State's got put together. You've got, the two top linebackers in the state committed to you right now. And Tyshawn Willis and Tyler Lockhart, and then a couple of other good linebackers from out of state. So he's done well at that point. So again, Hutzler, you know, his struggles are well documented, but you do have to give credit where credit is due. But secondly, even in this NIL era, guys, playing time still sells. And if you're a defensive player, especially a JUCO defensive player, you look at Mississippi State and you think, I could probably start there now. If I was at Mississippi State now, I would probably be in at least in the two deep. So these guys, you know, they look at Mississippi State as an opportunity that next year you've got to be better defensively. They're going to have an opportunity to come in and play. JUCO kids who are going to be early enrollees and get the spring are going to have a really good. I mean, I would not be surprised at all if when we look at week one next year, Xavion Hardy and Tony Mitchell are both in the starting lineup. LaKendrick James, the linebacker out of, I think he's out of Colin. I'm not 100% sure of that. I'll check. You know, I don't think that there's any doubt in my mind that all of those guys will be likely in-state starting lineup. And we get a text that says money, and yeah, no question about that. NIL is a piece of this, but as we said before, and we've said it many times, everybody has NIL. You know, NIL is not unique to Mississippi State, nor is it unique to anywhere else. Everybody's got money to splash. So it in effect, it's kind of interesting. In effect, it has turned, you know, what we think would be like a seedy recruiting process, and it's kind of made it a little bit more above board. Because now kids have to pick, you know, are there kids out there picking solely based on NIL? I'm sure there are. But for the most part, those guys are saying, look, I can get money at school A, school B, and school C. The money's not the issue. Where do I feel the most comfortable? Where do I feel like I'm going to be developed? Where do I feel like I have the best relationship with the coaches and the other players on the team? Who has the best track to put me into the NFL? You end up choosing a school based on what you should be choosing a school off of, because everybody's going to be offering you money. So, and if it is money, well, then kudos to Mississippi State for getting the job done. Yeah. You certainly can't rely on the, you know, hey, look at Chris Jones. You know, you can't just say that to kids. You know, they want their money now. I get it. If I was them, I would want my money right now too. So a good get for Mississippi State. When you look at the recruiting here and you know, around Mississippi, tough year for State, and sort of kind of a tough year for Ole Miss, in that it's interesting that in the state both schools are doing okay. You know, if you look at the top 10 players in the state right now, and again I'm using On3's website for that, Ole Miss has 3 of the top 10 committed, and State has 3 of the top 10 committed. So you're thinking, okay, well, they're doing all right, they're splitting it up. The problem is the top 4 players in the state are all committed out of state. Caleb Cunningham committed to Alabama. Deuce Knight committed to Notre Dame for now. Most everybody believes he'll be flipping to Auburn at some point. A Kylan Deer, also committed to Alabama. He was committed to Ole Miss, but flipped. And Tyler Miller has been locked in with LSU since back in the spring. And I would tell you now that, obviously, I think Knight is going to flip to Auburn. But by and large, most of those guys are not going to end up in Mississippi schools. Cunningham was at State today, but I think it was just for a school trip, according to what I was seeing on some message boards. Deer has never really shown any interest in State, and that's fine. I understand. Tyler Miller is one that I was hopeful State would be able to be a little bit deeper in with, because, I mean, he's from Laurel. I thought the Charles Cross connection might be enough to get the job done there, but obviously not. But, of course, you know, you never know what's going to happen in recruiting. Could a flip happen? Sure, but it's unlikely right now. We'll just say that. This is, you know, you look at the past few years here in Mississippi, the out-of-state thing has been a problem. You know, you look at last year on 3, they had Alex Foster as the number one player in the state, which is an outlier, the kid from Greenville St. Joe. Good player. He ended up at Baylor. I don't know that he was the number one player in the state last year. But then Kanan Daniels ends up at Florida, Daniel Hill's at Alabama, Jamonta Waller's at Auburn. Isaiah Autry is at Oklahoma, and then you have State and Ole Miss sort of splitting up the rest of the guys. A little bit better last year because 2 of the top 4 State and State, they went to Ole Miss, and then State got, 2 of the top 10, and then Ole Miss got 1 more out of the top 10. But the out-of-state thing is happening a lot here in Mississippi. These schools are coming in and taking the best players out of Mississippi. Why would State not be able to get a stud running back who could play quickly? Well, they have 2 running backs committed right now, 2 top guys from out of state, And then in the 2026 class, they have the number one player in the state committed, who's also a running back out of Kemper County. So they've been able to get some they've had some success at the running back position right now. So yeah, that's not an issue. They've had running backs. They've got wide receivers committed that they like. Quarterback, they have the top quarterback in the state committed to them. Right now, one of the top quarterbacks in the country. So they've been good. They've been good there. So I don't worry about Levy's ability to recruit skill position talent. Where Levy is going to, where success or failure is going to be set up for him is how he recruits in the trenches, offensive, defensive line. State's defensive line right now, they just need a massive talent infusion. They need guys there. That's where the money and the portal is going to be spent the most, is on the defensive line. I would imagine State is likely to spend, if you're putting in real dollar terms on it, anywhere from $2 to $3 million in defensive line recruiting this year. Maybe more. I think State's total spend this year will be close to $12-13 million. Because they've got to go out and they've got to get talent. They don't have any choice in that matter. And I think Walker Jones said the other day for Ole Miss that they've spent about $14 million on their total roster. State's going to have to spend around that. That's the price if you want to have a great team. That's the price. So if they can do it, that's going to be great. They have the money to spend. It's going to be, again, going back to recruiting. Can they convince kids to take the money and take their time here at Mississippi State? Levy needs 3 years from the 662. Yeah, I don't think it's so much that Levy needs 3 years. I think Mississippi State needs 3 years. They need some continuity. This is one of the toughest jobs in college football, and you can't just cycle through coaches at this job because they have one bad season. That's not how you keep quality coaches and get quality coaches attracted to you. So they need continuity. They need Levy to be here for 2, 3, 4 years just to sort of settle things down from what it's been over the past few years. All right, when we come back, we're going to change topics. I spent this week talking to Chris Jans and to Sam Purcell. What do they got to say about their season? It's almost basketball season. There's a lot of anticipation for that here in Starkville. We'll talk about it when we come back. This is Thunder and Lightning Live here on Super Talk Mississippi.
If you're about to start a project or remodel with wood, you need to thank Miller Lumber in Richland. Since 1953, we've built a solid reputation of supplying quality wood at a lower price, like Western Red Cedar and Cypress Lumber, as well as a wide variety of patterns in pine, cedar, and cypress. Shop Miller Lumber for the best price new pine flooring and treated lumber in town. Miller Lumber, 551 Old Highway 49 South in Richland. Visit MillerLumberSales.com, 601-936-7099.
Hey, this is Bob. Just walked into ESI Supply. Patrick, man, what's going on with the hard hats?
ANSI has a new rating out, the new Type 2 hard hats, to be able to get on some job sites. And so ESI is really your hard hat headquarters.
From head protection to fall protection to cut protection to fire protection to eye protection, ESI Supply is your protection headquarters. Stop by and see them at 111 Aerosmith Drive in Richland or give them a call at 601-933-4910. That's 601-933-4910 or online at ESI. SciSupply.net.
The Sanderson Farm Championship is back from September 30th to October 6th at the Country Club of Jackson. Take a day and come see the world's best professional golfers at Mississippi's only PGA Tour event. Complete with great food and Southern hospitality. For more information and to purchase tickets, visit SandersonFarmsChampionship.com.
As a Citizens Bank, we believe in the power of community. For over 115 years, we've been providing excellent products and services to our customers. But our commitment to this community goes beyond banking. From supporting local schools and charities to event sponsorship, we've always been invested in making this region a better place. So whether you're looking for a new checking account or a loan, come to the Citizens Bank. We're more than just a bank. We're your neighbors. The Citizens Bank, in your corner since 1908. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Football season is here, so let Pinnacle Motors have you ready for that game day ride. Come see Steve Owen and the friendly staff at Highway 471 at Baker Lane and Vine Street in Brandon, and let them help you score a touchdown with one of their pre-owned specials with available financing and warranties. The quality vehicle you deserve at your next tailgate at the price you want. Pinnacle Motors, Highway 471 at Baker Lane and Vine Street in Brandon, and online at PinnacleMotorsLLC.com. That's PinnacleMotorsLLC.com. Quality vehicles, affordable prices. Pinnacle Motors.
I'm Caleb Saylors. You're listening to Super Talk Mississippi News. Law enforcement found a missing North Carolina girl in the cab of a semi-truck in Carroll County on Tuesday. Carroll County Sheriff's deputies and FBI agents searched multiple vehicles at the 3555 truck stop in Vaden and ultimately found the child. 35-year-old Randy Taylor of South Carolina was handcuffed. He faces a multitude of federal, state, and local charges. The trial date for the man accused of killing a Jackson State student nearly 2 years ago will be underway in a month. Randall Smith will appear before a judge beginning at 1 p.m. on November 4th in the Hinds County Courthouse. Smith is accused of killing 22-year-old Flynn Brown. Authorities say Brown's body was discovered in a vehicle on JSU's campus 2 Decembers ago. He had been shot in the head. Smith has been charged with murder in the case, though he has claimed self-defense, noting that Brown had allegedly choked him before gunfire rang out.
Touchdown! Hey guys, look at me. Now look at yourselves. I make the big plays and the big games. You don't. Yeah, you would have made All-State if Coach put you in. Keep telling that story or you can actually play the game. The Sportsbook at Golden Moon Casino puts you in the starting lineup. I'll still be making the plays, you'll be making the bets, and finally getting the sports glory you deserve. The Sportsbook at Golden Moon Casino. Play the game.
Tune in to Middays with Gerard Gibbert each weekday, live from the Element Wealth Studios. Is retirement on your mind? Do you have a plan? Go to myelementwealth.com to find your balance between income, growth, and guarantees.
What's the key to a quick and fun travel escape? Enjoy public art outside, or outsider art inside, and refresh your sense of history with awe-inspiring parks and museums. Vicksburg is the key to the South.
Get the news that matters to Mississippi on Middays with Gerard Gibbert. Middays with Gerard Gibbert. Each weekday starting at 10 a.m., Gerard brings you a spirited debate on the key stories of the day with the newsmakers and powerful reporting on the issues you care about. Listen on your local Super Talk station or anywhere you get Super Talk Mississippi, and watch the show live on CSpire Channel 70, Super Talk TV, and on the Super Talk Mississippi app.
Thunder and lightning on Super Talk Mississippi.
If they call a celebration penalty on this, I'll shoot them.
Back here on Thunder and Lightning. Super Talk Mississippi. I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for spending a little bit of your Wednesday evening with me. If you want to get in touch, the CSpire text line is right there, 601-879-4395. A lot of you guys have been hitting me up tonight. Appreciate you. Lomonas is looking kind of slim. Are you all on the same diet? Any news out of fall camp? I haven't had a chance to get out to fall camp. I'll talk to Lomonas in a few weeks. We'll do when State's second bye week, we'll talk to him and Coach Ricketts about baseball and softball. Well, we want to get fall ball out of the way so they have a little bit more insight into what their team's going to look like. But he is looking like he's lost some weight. We're not on the same diet that I know of, but, you know, all diets are good diets. By the way, speaking of the devil, guys, we did it. Deuce Knight just flipped to Auburn, so there you go. We spoke it into existence here on Thunder and Lightning. We're brought to you by Visit Vicksburg, the Vicksburg Convention and Visitors Bureau. I got to promote this one, right? It's a spooky sprint at St. Aloysius High School. That's right, the 5K run and the 5K walk will be at the Vicksburg Catholic School Stadium. There is also a one-mile fun run. What's fun about running? I don't know. Costumes are encouraged but not needed. That's this Saturday at St. Aloysius. Afterwards, there's a carnival for kids with food, music, and awards. For more information, go to the Visit Vicksburg website, visitvicksburg.com. I mean, anytime I can promote the flashes, I'm going to do it. Just go and prepare yourself for that. So, as I mentioned, if you've been paying attention to the podcast, It's bye week here at Mississippi State. So we always do the what we call the bye week blitz, where we go out and we talk to some of the coaches from the other programs in the middle of football season. We got two of them this year. So like I said, when we get to November and we have the, I think it's the week of the 9th, we'll do baseball and softball then. We'll let them get their fall ball camps done. But I spent this week, I talked to Coach James Armstrong, Mississippi State soccer. Huge game for soccer Friday night here in Starkville. Number one team in the nation, Arkansas, coming in. State's ranked 7th. So biggest game in program history is not a misnomer for that one. If you're in Starkville, you definitely want to go check that out. Of course, it's Bulldog Bash weekend here as well. So if you're a I feel people get on to me. They say I'm too old because I'm not a huge Ludacris guy. Like, I like hip-hop, but I never got into Ludacris. Rhino, Ludacris? Luda! Okay, I see Rhino is in. I'm just not. I know Ludacris more from Fast and the Furious than anything else, so that's just me. But that'd be a big weekend here in Starkville. But I also talked to Chris Jans and Sam Purcell this week, and that's two programs with a lot of expectation going into year, both of them going into year three, both of them with some top players coming back and some great new faces coming in. Yeah, we'll start with Purcell, who I talked, who that interview will be on tomorrow's Thunder and Lightning. First off, that guy's just a, what's the word I'm looking for? You know, he's just a ball of energy. So, jinx us into a win this weekend. We don't play this weekend, George. I can't do it. He's excited about his team, but, I mean, again, he's excited about everything, so it's sort of difficult to say with him. But, you know, having Ja'Kayla Jordan back is huge for that squad. They needed one key player back, and it was her. So she's back. And then they brought in a couple of players I'm really interested in Aya Russell and Chandler Prater. Both those girls have played big-time college basketball. And Aya Russell's at South Carolina, and then it's Kentucky. So she's been there in the SEC and done that. And this team has a lot of height. You know, you got to replace Jessica Carter. That's a big, big ask. One of the top post players in the country, but they've got 6'7", 6'6", 6'5". They got some big girls there that can go in there and play in the post. I think that team gets back in the NCAA tournament for sure. Now the SEC is tough. There's no question about that. But at the same time, I can't repeat. People are quoting Ludacris. Can't repeat that. I think that they're good enough. You know, if you're a top half of the SEC team, which by the way that means 8 now, not 7, you're in, and I think they can certainly be that. Chris Jans is this should be the season where his team really takes off. This is the most talent State's had on the court in quite some time. You know, you think back to Howland's one tournament team with Q Weatherspoon, Reggie Perry, Robert Woodard, those are all guys who were drafted into the NBA. This team, I don't know if from an NBA perspective how they do, but they have great college basketball players. Josh Hubbard should be an All-American. Cam Matthews is one of the top returning players in the SEC in terms of a guy who can do it all. He can score, he can defend, he can rebound, he can give you, you know, he's a leader, he can handle. And then they went out and got scoring in the transfer portal. Kanye Cleary averaged 17 points a game for Penn State last year. Riley Kugel was one of the most explosive players in the SEC. Claudel Harris was a double-digit pregame scorer at Boston College. These are guys who can come in and they can fill it up. And it makes it difficult for teams to just focus on Hubbard. And, you got to look at State's schedule and say that early on, teams are going to throw everything at Josh Hubbard and make other teams beat them, other players beat them. That should be a doable proposition for Mississippi State. They've got guys they can trust to take the last shot if Hubbard is covered up. And Chris Jans has shown in the past he's not afraid to give the ball to other players. One thing about Jans, and if you missed my interview with him, it's on the Thunder and Lightning podcast feed. You can certainly go check it out. It's also available on the Super Talk YouTube channel. There's a video of me and him talking. When his team's at New Mexico, you know, he has this reputation as like this defensive, grinded out coach. And yeah, he definitely wants his teams to play great defense. But his teams at New Mexico State, they shot a ton of threes. They put the ball in the basket. They scored a lot of points. I think this year's team is more similar to that. Not that State won't still be a good defensive team, but they should be much, much better offensively than they've been in the past few years. You know, the three-point shot has been kind of a, you know, outside of Hubbard, they were not good at it last year or the year before that. This year should be a different story. Should be able to shoot the three a lot more effectively. You know, and the schedule, I talked about it a little bit earlier on Sports Talk, that I love the way they've set it up so that they've got these neutral site games in the state of Mississippi, which means they're not neutral site games, right? State plays in Jackson and Tupelo and in South Haven. Those will all be heavy, heavy MSU crowds, but you get the benefit for your net for playing a neutral site game. So you look at State's schedule, right? Utah in South Haven, that has a chance to be a quad one game for you. And it's a neutral site game, and I'm using the quotation fingers if you're not watching on Supertalk TV, because you know as well as I do that that place, Lander Center, will be packed with Mississippi State fans. State plays in Tupelo on December 14th against McNeese State. Will Wade, NCAA tournament team a year ago at McNeese, that's got a chance to probably be a quad two win for you. Played as a neutral site game, but again, the stadium will be packed with State fans. That's also the doubleheader day. The women are playing that day as well, so that's a really cool thing there. Then on the 17th, they'll be in Jackson playing Central Michigan. I don't know enough about Central Michigan basketball. I guess I could look them up real quick, but chances are, you know, when you think about it, probably going to be a quad two, quad three game at worst, whereas if you're just playing them at home, chances are it would probably be a quad four game. So let me see, what was Central Michigan a season ago? They were 18-14. They go to the NIT. We're getting there. They did not. But regardless, playing on a neutral site, it's a net boost. So I like the way that somebody says, please read these lyrics in a proper educated voice. And I can't. I can't read those lyrics. I cannot, and I will not. So I'm sorry about that. I would, if I would like to do it, it'd be funny. It would be funny to do, but I can't do that. So with Jans being in year three, Purcell being in year three, the expectations are going to be high. I think people expect back to the tournament for the women, and I think this is a year where it's tough to say in October this should be a second weekend team, right? Because it's so dependent on matchups in the NCAA tournament. You get matched up with a team that's hot. You get matched up with a team that's a bad matchup for you. Then you go out. And, you know, John Calipari can speak to that. Had great teams that go out week one or day one, day two, because they're just not, the matchups weren't right. So what I would tell you is that from a talent perspective, this team can be a second weekend team for Mississippi State for the men. They have the ability, they have the talent on the roster to go to the Sweet 16. Now, last year I was a little presumptive in my thoughts on this team. Now they could contend for the SEC championship. They weren't near that. They were a good team, but not good enough to do that. This year I would like to think they could do that, but at the same time the conference is really, really tough. You can find there are preseason polls out there that have four teams from the SEC in the top 15. Alabama may be the number one team in the nation. When we get things started. And I'm not talking about football. I'm talking about college basketball. So this is going to be a really, really tough time for Mississippi State. We'll have to see how it goes. But Jans likes his team, I'll tell you that. Purcell likes his team. We'll see if they're able to deliver on what is going to be a lot of hype. There's a lot of anticipation for basketball here in Starkville. You know, the fact that the football team is struggling certainly plays a role in that. But even if the football team was really good, I think people were excited about college basketball season starting at Mississippi State. We'll wrap it up when we come back. This is Thunder and Lightning Live here on Super Talk Mississippi.
Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi.
All right, let's wrap things up here. on a Wednesday evening. Super Talk Mississippi, Thunder and Lightning Live. Appreciate you guys tuning in. Appreciate you guys listening to the podcast. We have been putting up some huge numbers on the podcast over the past few weeks, and we love to see it. Also want to thank you guys for tuning in each week to the Thunder and Lightning Live post-game show on YouTube Live. We've been having great numbers there as well. I don't know what do you guys like me? What's going on here? I don't know. Like, you know, appreciate it. It's great. It's great to see. I can't get over the fact that the kid committed to Auburn while we're on the air. That's fantastic. And of course, message board geniuses is full of Notre Dame fans who are like, "Kid sucked. We didn't like him anyway." It never fails. Don't ever end up on message board geniuses, kids. Try to avoid it at all costs. You don't want to be on that particular Twitter account. Look at this Mississippi State basketball schedule. I mean, they got some decent games here. They have the game with Utah. They have a true road game at SMU. That's going to be a good one for them. They play in the Arizona tip-off against UNLV and then either Butler or Northwestern. Northwestern, they played, say, a year ago. That ended up being a quad one win for them, so that's good. They get Pittsburgh coming to the hump on December the 4th, so that should be a good game for Mississippi State. McNeese, as I mentioned, that's an NCAA tournament team. At Memphis is a game I think Mississippi State fans have been waiting for quite a while. I don't remember the last time State played Memphis in the regular season. So at the FedEx Forum on a Saturday, I expect there to be a lot of Mississippi State fans there, as many as they can get their hands on for tickets. And then in conference play, you get Kentucky at home. You get, Florida at home? Yeah, Florida isn't coming to Starkville, and Texas comes to Starkville. That's actually State's last home game of the year. Either on March 4th or March 5th, we'll see. So some good home schedule, obviously, but those neutral site games are going to be key for State. And that's what's had State in such good positions the past few years, is that James has been really good in the non-conference. He had the bad loss a season ago to Southern, which, again, I'll say it again, that game cost State at least one line of seeding, maybe two. But by and large, he's been good, and he's been able to play in these neutral site games and win them, and those are just good for your net. 2 years ago, they beat Marquette, who ended up being a two seed in the NCAA tournament on a neutral site. That was a huge win. It was a quad one win for them the whole year. They also beat Utah. I think that ended up being a quad two win. Last year, Northwestern, who I mentioned, and Washington State, I think those both ended up being quad one games for Mississippi State. So if you can get these quad one opportunities, but at the same time you're not putting yourself in a bad position, in terms of having to go on the road, I mean, that's great. Do coaches and recruiters do the in-home visits like the Blind Side movie? My friend, when I tell you that I have never seen that work of fiction, nor will I ever watch it, well, you know I'm telling you the truth. Never watched it. Never gonna. And as we all learned earlier, it was all a bunch of lies and hypocrisy anyway. So no, I have whatever happened in that movie, I have no idea what happened in that movie. And we're going to keep it that way for as long as we live. So appreciate you guys texting in, though. But it's not, that movie, never, not once. Wear it like a badge of honor that I've never seen it. This person said they're going to send these ludicrous lyrics to me as a Twitter question for the Rumblings. So I'm looking forward. So next week on the Rumblings, I will read the lyrics from Ludacris's Saturday. And in I will do it in a much more, you know, in a very rich, deep baritone, sort of like rich mahogany.
I might have to get in on this. I'll have to send in the lyrics to a fantasy.
Okay. We'll make it happen. You know, I don't know those lyrics off the top of my head, so
they would be hilarious.
Now,
in a proper
voice. I do try to work somewhat clean, Rhino. Don't make me drop the F-bomb or anything. I don't want to say that. But if I can, you know, if it's just a couple of, you know, if it could get past like TVMA on cable, I'm okay. I'm okay with that. So. You know, Thunder and Lightning is a family program. We cannot be, doing stuff like that. So, What else we got going on, Thunder? Also, Friday's podcast, we got another interview I want you guys to check out with Alden Thornhill. He is the he is a man about town here in Starkville. He is the brains behind the Starkville Derby, which we all love, the Wiener Dog races here in Starkville, one of the top events in the city, in the state, in the country. He's got another great event coming up this fall in November. We're going to learn about that on Friday's Thunder and Lightning podcast, so please check that out. We did it, Rhino. You made it. The streak continues. Put it on the board. Another day of work without any shenanigans. We got there. Good job. Tomorrow, Sports Talk Mississippi will be live at the Sanderson Farms Invitational. We'll be at the Country Club of Jackson. Richard Cross is going to join us. That's how you know it's a big event when he's working. Michael Borky will be there as well, as will I. Looking forward to being down in the capital city tomorrow. For Rhino, I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for listening to Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi.
A Super Talk Mississippi media production.